Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We concluded yesterday by reading Paul's verse from Galatians 3, verse 5. He who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? And it's Paul's argument that justification can come by no other means but faith, and that the Holy Spirit, using the present tense, the word supplies, that the Holy Spirit who is supplying miracles in the midst of the Galatian church is not doing it because of the works of righteousness based upon performance by the Galatian people, but based upon their faith. Peter is using that same argument in Acts chapter 3 when they heal the man who's lame in Solomon's porch at the beautiful gate of the temple. When Peter says, "Why are you marveling at this? Why do you look as though our power or our godliness made this man to walk?" So Peter's establishing that there is no such thing as man doing godly things and then God pouring out power and miracles through that man as a result of his godly actions. You are not godly because of what you do or don't do. You are godly because of Christ who lives in you. You are not greater, you do not walk in greater anointing because of the things you do, and lesser anointing because of the things you do. I came up through the Pentecostal ranks, and it was very, very popular to say that if you are anointed, it's because you've paid a price for the anointing. And that if you're not anointed, you need to go back and review what you did. We literally believe this. If I got up and preached and I felt the power of God and we saw something happen in the natural, then I would say, well, I did this right. I paid the price and I was anointed. If I got up and it was flat, I would go back to my prayer closet and say, Lord, I need to investigate my life. Somewhere along the way, I took the edge off my anointing. And I would always do it in terms of performance. So I would go, look, what did I do that week differently? Did I watch more TV? Did I read a little less? Did I say this? Did I think that? And then I would equate that with anointing. That is so foolish. You don't receive the anointing because you do good things any more than you receive the hand of God's power because you do good things. So Peter denies that his godliness, his performance, his actions had anything to do with the healing of the man at the beautiful gate. And I think the same thing should be said today, that there is nothing that you can do to increase the odds of being used in the anointing or the gifts. You are a vessel. It is a favor of God, and you walk in it in the favor of God. So Peter goes on to say in verse 13, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just and asked for a murderer to be granted to you and killed the Prince of Life whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses. Peter uses the opportunity where the people are about to want to make them some sort of God. Peter uses the opportunity instead to lift up Christ and to bring the message of the gospel and conviction to this same Jewish generation who had put Christ on the cross. Now, I'm going to take a closer look tomorrow at a very particular phrase that Peter used in those early verses of the sermon to show you the regenerative, restorative power of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that Peter would have the audacity to say what he just said is amazing, and it's only a testament to the power of grace. We'll go there tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.